It's Monday, and on Mondays, we talk television with the only person who absolutely has the right to tell us what to watch or what to avoid. Irina, how are you, my love?
Love the intro every week. I'm really good, and today I've got some quite unusual television for you guys.
Today the theme is The Trouble with Men. Should I take offence to that in any way?
Well, no, not really. I just really enjoyed both of these shows, and you know I love a theme, so this is the best I could do.
All right.
And so I'm going to start with Creamery.
Creamery.
So Creamery is on both shows today on SBS, and this is another one of those just terrific New Zealand television shows that, you know, I don't know what it is about them, but they are just a very creative country.
I wonder just very quickly whether that's because resources are limited that forces you to be creative and not rely on the dollars all the time like we see in some of the bigger markets.
Look, probably, but I also think because Canada has got the same thing, it's like they take that sort of mainstream vibe and they twist it in this great way. And funnily enough, Australia is considered like that by America, which is why they filmed a season of Leftovers, which is a show of the future, in Australia, because they consider our quirky sensibilities a real bonus.
Okay.
So Creamery is, not only is it from New Zealand, which makes it not a mainstream show, it's created by three New Zealand Chinese women, or whatever the Chinese New Zealanders,
okay,
who are the creators and the stars. And it's a kind of reverse Handmaid's Tale. So there's been a virus that has wiped out all the men, and the show picks up 8 years later where the patriarchy has been taken over by a matriarchy, but it's kind of couched in this sort of Gwyneth Paltrow goopy wellness jargon.
I have to watch this now.
I think you'll really like it. Look, it's shot in kind of a candy-coloured way. It's not dark at all, whereas a lot of these shows, you know, you can't even watch them in the night. The screen is black.
Yeah.
A personal hatred of mine. So it's a beautiful New Zealand, very bright. The Creamery is a dairy farm that these three women now need to run on their own. There is a lot of trauma because people have lost their husbands, their sons, their brothers, but at the same time, it's a world of women. And, one of the funny things is that if you're a dissenter or an activist and you don't go along with the matriarchy, then instead of putting you in prison, they shoot you in the back of the neck with something called a bliss ball. There's no gum, but they'll shoot you with this thing. So you're kind of on Valium for 5 days and your family has to look after you.
Huh.
Very passive-aggressive kind of way to maintain order. And obviously there are men, but not a lot. And as that unfolds, I will say to people that if you have sensitive sensibilities about insemination, I would stay away.
Okay. All right. You've just made it far more interesting for me. Oh, you really had me at taking the piss out of Gwyneth Paltrow. That sold it for me.
Yes. And those parts are just, it's fantastic. Honestly, it made me feel like I was watching Peter Greenaway or a Fellini. It just had so many elements of that.
Yeah.
And the three leads are Chinese. You can't do better than that.
You can't. All right. And what's Unchained?
So Unchained is, I often, when I've had enough of sort of mainstream beautiful people, I do a deep dive into SBS.
Mm-hmm.
And Unchained is this, it's had quite a lot of accolades in Europe. It's an Israeli show. So if you are religious in Israel and you are married, you need rabbis, a special court of rabbis, to give you a divorce. But they'll only grant you a divorce if your husband agrees. So if he's abandoned you or abused you or whatever else, he refuses a divorce, you are a chained woman. And so this is like a rabbi detective who spends every episode trying to find these wayward husbands and force them through means that are often quite naughty to force them to grant a divorce. And then inside this process, so this kind of like, mystery of the week, you have his relationship and a mystery with his own wife that he's trying to solve. What's really interesting is that the lead actor, the rabbi, he's a rabbi as well, is that he's both quite violent and very observant. It's patchy. It's not perfect. There's some sort of continuity issues where in America they might have ironed it out. But there's a lot of heart in the show. And seeing the emotional relationships between people who are also trying to maintain quite a strict belief system was very interesting.
All right, that does sound very interesting. So that's Unchained, Before That, Creamery, both on SBS. Looking forward to talking more television next week. Thank you, my love.
No worries. See you then.